Is it possible to implement a basic income for artists and art workers? Well, Social Justice Ireland say yes. The think tank's latest study shows the government could honour its commitment to pilot a universal basic income by introducing a basic income for artists proposed recently by the Arts and Culture Recovery Task Force report. They feel the initiative would have minimal costs to the Exchequer and could be implemented from the start of next year. Colette Bennett is on the line. She's an economic and social analyst with Social Justice Ireland. Good morning, Colette.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you very much for joining us. Why would this be minimal costs? I'm interested by that line.
Essentially, what a basic income would do is it would replace other core social welfare payments. So it's not like all of the money that would be necessary to fund a basic income would be additional to the Exchequer, because everybody would have this floor of an income, this safety net. But that in turn would mean that other kind of core welfare, such as job seekers payments, such as certain types of artist payments and that they would actually discontinue, because they would be replaced by the basic income.
So how much would that basic income be, and how would it compare with what artists may, or other people of course as well, may be getting under social welfare entitlements?
Well, that is the beauty of the pilot, that it would actually be the current rate. So it would be at €203 per week. Now, the task force that you mentioned there, it did mention a payment of €325 per week to kind of put it somewhere near the pandemic unemployment payment of €350. So what we would be suggesting is a pilot of our, you know, the €203 basic income, but with an artist's top-up, so that the task force is honouring its commitments, but that the pilot is very much looking at the basic rate, because €325 as a basic income, while we wish that were possible universally, is just too high a figure to be able to be affordable at current Exchequer rates.
And is it clear under the proposals as they've been suggested, would artists be paid this every week? Or, for example, you know, a musician has got a run of gigs and they've got a good income that week. Would the payment be withdrawn in those circumstances?
No, it wouldn't. So it would be paid every single week, but anything above the basic income would be taxable.
Okay. And also, you would see eligibility retained for the likes of rent supplement and back to school clothing and other supports that plenty of people can avail of as well. How likely
is this? Absolutely. No one would be worse off on a basic income than they currently are. That's the goal.
Okay. How many people do we know could benefit from this?
Well, when we're talking about artists, we're looking at approximately 14,000 people, and that's based on the amount of artists that were accessing the pandemic unemployment payment at the height of the restrictions. So that's the figure that we would be proposing in our pilot. I know that there are other figures out there, in terms of how to quantify it, but really in terms of how it's quantified by the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Welfare, that we would be using that. So it's roughly about 14,000 people.
Okay. And how likely is it that the proposals, as you have drawn them up, that they're going to be something similar to what ultimately gets enacted? Because I think there is an expectation, or at least certainly a strong hope for many, that this will become a reality.
Absolutely. I mean, we are as near as we have ever been to having a basic income pilot. There was a commitment in the programme for government. It was put there because it was in the manifestos of both Fianna Fáil and the Green Party, two of the governing parties of the three. So, you know, we would certainly be very hopeful that this will be implemented. In terms of whether it will take exactly the form that we propose, I mean, we have costed it, we have put the work in behind it, not to mention the 3 decades of work that has preceded that. And, you know, we have been able to align it with the work of the task force. We have been able to engage, with the relevant parties. We've been able to align it with the proposal set out by Catherine Martin in terms of the fact that she's leading out on this for artists. So we would be very hopeful that our proposal would be the pilot going forward.
Okay. Stay with us, Colette. We're joined as well this morning by Mike Hanrahan, who many will know from Stockton's Wing. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you very much for joining us. We'll talk about some of the supports that are in place at present, because I know you've got views on that. But in terms of what Colette has outlined, what are your thoughts?
It's hard. From having been in lockdown in my industry, has taught me that I have very little trust in how they're going to put out these support systems for us, because they've talked the talk right through, but we haven't received anything like the support we deserve. I welcome the fact that it's the universal payment will be, it's been pushed and been discussed, and I know that, that serious work has been done on it, and I think fair play to Colette and all her team involved. But what a lot of these people, I've read in the years, the people in government powers, they have no idea what it's like in the front end for us musicians and writers and artists. They keep firing money out and support systems that, that never trickle down. So maybe in a way, this system will trickle down to the people who kind of deserve it, which is really positive. I have very little trust in. I think that the government and opposition, this isn't everybody, all politicians should really learn from how they really, they just forgot about us during the whole pandemic. You know, we weren't unemployed during this period. We were actually unemployable, and that's the difference. None of us ever wanted to go and step with our begging bowls. We've never done it. A part of our psyche. I've never applied for grants until this year, and it's soul destroying when you do it, and especially when you get these results back and they say, sorry, keep trying, you must do better. It is soul destroying, the system that's in place, and I would like to see that this system that Colette talks about and everything has been on the table, and try and maybe learn and treat the people who create in this country with a bit more respect and dignity than we have received, because at this moment there was money earmarked, 50 million earmarked a while back. Only 1 million has been distributed, and that was for a concert on March the 17th. The rest, we haven't seen any of it.
That's what I was going to say, because I'm not in any way disputing your experience, but the government, and you said this yourself, they've talked the talk on this front. They have pledged to support artists. They've announced schemes to support artists. I think many will be surprised to hear you say that so little of that has gone to the people who need it.
Very little. There was a live venue collective gig that was sent out before Christmas. It didn't spread around. There was the MISP, the infamous debacle that was there last year. They're sending the money out and having the press conferences, and they feel good about it. But they really need to understand that they're dealing with an industry who has never had to go looking for support. The psyche in the Arts Council is all about people looking for grants, and mainly they're actually part-time people in the main. The professional industry were never allowed into the Arts Council because we were deemed as professional. They haven't changed their policies in the last 18 months, and something has to give for our future, because quite a lot of us, I'm not talking about myself, I'm speaking for my industry and yes. my colleagues, quite a lot of us will never recover from this. Financially, you know, quite a lot of us have left, we'll have to leave our the business that we love and cherish to try and find something else to survive. That is the reality within our industry. And now, thankfully, on a really positive note, we have organizations like MEAI and the Live Venue Collective who are advocating for better conditions for us. And we're lucky, because before the pandemic struck, we didn't have any voice, but at least we have the voice now. And people like Imro, who I'm nearly always given out about, but in fairness to them, they have really stepped up to the mark as well. So at least they have support.
Can I ask you, and I just want to put a couple of messages making similar points to you. A listener has just been in touch asking, why should artists be given a special payment? It seems elitist. They say there's plenty of people trained in trades, etc., that don't have works. And Ronan, on his tractor is saying that artists can go and look for work elsewhere or get social welfare. He says he drives machinery. It gets very quiet in the winter months, and he's guaranteed income at that stage is either social welfare or alternative work. Why should taxpayers' money might go to support the arts in this way and support artists in this way?
Well, I mean, I understand that argument, and that has been put out on so many occasions. But the fact is that we need some kind of support system within place. They're at discussion levels. Whatever comes out has to come out to support us. And I, when I care, say what I'm talking about, my main concern is really, I'm at the other end of my career. Is the young people coming into it. Like, we have to make it attractive for them. If it's a situation where they can get a basic income, keep them going, because we're not regular workers. We work with wherever the work comes from, whether it's a tour, whether it's an art exhibition, whether it's a play. You know, that's how we work. We haven't got a regular income in like most people. So if this support system is in there, yeah, I would welcome it.
Okay.
But it's not just that. I think there's far more has to be sorted out in this, I think.
And Colette, can I put the same point to you? I mean, in Social Justice Ireland, you advocate for people, for better supports and better support systems to be put in place for broader society. Why is a payment specifically targeted artists, why in your eyes is that just?
Because we have seen certainly throughout the pandemic that, you know, that the sectors that are most affected are those around accommodation and food services and those then in relation to the arts. And while there are supports in place for employers to support their workers and their staff in relation to the accommodation and food sectors, as well as the pandemic unemployment payment, there aren't the same level of supports for artists and art workers. So, you know, that is, I suppose, the rationale behind the task force when it was implemented, and the fact that government very much stood behind the idea of a basic income for the arts workers. We are now, you know, looking at that in terms of, okay, well, if that is the first step in piloting the basic income, which was set out in the programme for government, then let's do it. And I completely hear Mike's frustration when he talks about the hoops that have to be jumped through, and I think that's absolutely justifiable. And that is why, you know, we set out this proposal. That's why we had our webinar on Wednesday, because, you know, we can't delay on this anymore. This can't be another kick in the can situation 2 years down the road. We need to get this up and running, and we have a timeline in place that starts from this month with the establishment of a steering group, gets the, you know, the necessary infrastructure for it in place, and runs for 4 years to make sure that this is a pilot that, you know, not only will, you know, be established and up and running within this government, but will extend to the next government as well, to make sure that it's, you know, it's safe, it's protected, and that it can actually be analysed then in terms of broadening out as a basic income, a universal basic income.
Okay. Mike, just on a final point, we hopefully are emerging from this pandemic, and fingers crossed we're at the beginning of the end. But those that were hit first are those that are going to open up last, and artists and music venues are going to very much be part of that. You'll concur, I'm sure, with Colette that action is needed on this soon. But when she talks about a four-year pilot supporting artists going forward, you need some commitment into the medium term at least.
Yes, and we don't have that. I mean, and I'm really delighted that my friends are going back to work. I see that the roads are busy. Unfortunately, our industry, we have no coming back date. There's no opening date for us at all. And we're not. It's not discussed. And I'm sorry if I'm sound like I'm whinging, but I am, actually. And I'm delighted that Colette and her crew are working so hard to get it. And I welcome it. And it is a pilot scheme, so why not just allow it to filter through and help the people that it's set out to do, that is designed to help. And you know what? Our industry deserves it. That's really, and I've no apologies to make about it. We were the people who stood up right through the pandemic, doing free gigs. I did countless charity things online. Never a question about it at all. I don't mind doing it. We're always there to help out. Mm. And we were there to help out and entertain people in the early stages. You know, all we want is just a little bit of something back to give us a bit of security, because we lost our security, you know.
I wish you the best going forward, Mike, and thank you very much for joining us. And Colette Bennett of Social Justice Ireland, thank you too for taking our call this morning.